Hello and welcome. Glory to God, for He is good and He never fails us and He loves you so much. So we're here to testify about how good, how gracious, how merciful He is. My name is Pastor Josh Pan, and thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video. And do me a favor, throw that thumbs up. Let me know you're here. Type Jesus forever because He is Lord over all. And if you type in the comments, I try to reply to you. And so, what a wonderful thing. You're going to want to stay to the end because we know that the Word of God is alive and powerful, and it's going to help you. It's going to build you up, and it's going to lead you towards the right direction. Amen. Zay, praise the Lord. He is good. Today, we're going into a deep dive into 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 to 22. It's going to be talking about Jesus, His death, His resurrection, His power, and we should have reverence for Jesus. So that's the title today, Daniel, that Jesus is alive and alive forever. FNF, amen. Abundant. Praise the Lord. DJ, good to see you guys. So let's read the Bible verse, and then we're going to go deep dive into this reflection and deep dive into this passage and the deep dive into the meaning that you can grab out of it. And then at the end, I want to be able to bless each one of you guys as I pray for you. And you can also hear my testimony as we answer questions at the end. So 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 to 22. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts be set apart as the Lord, and always be prepared to give an answer to anyone and everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, guys. And then verse 16, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed for their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than doing evil. And then Christ died for our sins once for all, and the righteousness for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, made alive by the Spirit. After being made alive, He went and made a proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. To those who were disobedient long ago, God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. And in it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through the water. And this water symbolizes baptism, now saves you. Saves you. Not the removal of the dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience towards God. And it saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and power in submission to Him. Father God, we just thank You for the Word. We thank You for Your wisdom, for Your knowledge, for Your power. We thank You that You are here with Jack, with everyone, Emmanuel, with so many people here. And so we praise God that You have led us here together to hear the Word of God, to also to build our life upon You. So, Lord, I thank You for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Good to see you guys. Ariana, Melanie, and Quee, 18. Hunter, hello there. Wow. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to deep dive into this reflection. So there's going to be two reflections right here. You're going to want to hear this because it's alive and powerful. Number one reflection of this passage about the reverence of Jesus is that we should be prepared to speak. You see, when you experience Christ, you have a story. You went from a test, going through difficult times, and then you overcame it by the blood of Jesus. And that is your testimony. Your mess turned into your message. And so you have something to say about what Jesus did for you, how He loves you, how He cares for you. And so when people see evil in this world, they may respond with fear, even join in themselves evil, join evil in themselves. However, Peter encourages you to revere Christ in your heart, to prepare to speak about the hope that you have with others inevitably who ask you about it. So you can speak His goodness, His mercy, His love. You see, some people may speak maliciously against those who reflect the good behavior of Christ, but the slanderers will be put to shame when they hear the gentle, respectful responses of God's people. And you are God's people. And when you are tempted to respond with fear or anger, may you focus on things above. Focus on Christ, focus on God, and revere Him continually in your hearts so that you can give a gentle, loving answer to all those who ask about the hope that you have in Him. You see, Jesus gives you the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, kindness, humility, self-control. These are things that people want in this world, yet the world cannot offer it to them. Yet, they cannot find it. They may try to chase the things of the world, but only gives temporary satisfaction. Only Jesus can give you that eternal hope. Only Jesus can give you that eternal peace, eternal joy in your life, and meaning and purpose. And that's why we turn to Him, and that's why we allow Him to be our Lord, our Savior. And so, we praise the Lord, for He is good. Amen. Did it go black? Is it black, guys? Is it? Amen. Well, I don't think it's black. But let me see. Haha. Let me check. Because some people said it went black. But I can check as well. So, if you can hear me, it's still good. Praise the Lord. And then we can continue glorifying Him. For we have reverence in Jesus, and we glorify Him with all that we have. Amen. Praise God. Ah, I see myself. It looks good. It looks good. Praise God. Amen. So, let's continue with this. A powerful passage. And so, this first reflection is be prepared to speak. And even if you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit, God said the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak. When you're being interrogated, He will speak through you, and you will be able to proclaim the goodness and the wonders of our Lord God. Praise God. Amen. And so the second reflection is your powerful, powerful Christ. Amen. Hello, Swifty. Amen. And so this water baptism does not simply represent the cleansing from sin, as if removing dirt from the body. It symbolizes new life in Christ and a completely clear conscience before God. Noah and his family experienced this type of baptism when God intervened and saved 8 people who responded to Him. And in our own baptism, we acknowledge our faith in Jesus Christ, recognizing the salvation accomplished through His death and His resurrection. Moreover, we know that Jesus, He continues to reign at the right hand of God with the angels, authorities, and powers in submission to Him. And one day, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that He is Lord, He is Savior, and He is God Almighty. And He's the one that supplies all of our needs. He's Jehovah Jireh, who meets your needs, who gives you more than enough. And so may you remember the daily sacrificial love of Jesus Christ to honor Him, praise Him with your time, your talent, your treasures, that you give it all to Him because He bought you with His blood. He came from heaven to earth so that you may go from earth to heaven, so that you may have a relationship with Him, so that you may be brought into His presence and love Him and build a relationship upon His firm foundation, upon His love, upon His wonders and His goodness. You may follow the things of the world and find yourself being void and empty. You may try to follow Lucifer or the demons or the devil, but you will find yourself being dissatisfied. You'll find yourself heading towards ruin and destruction, not only in this life, but in the eternal life after. towards the lake of fire. And that's why it's so important that you follow the one true God, Jesus himself, and allow him to transform you. Allow him to allow you to be feel his love. Because I know that there's no accident that you are hearing this word, because he's here to say, I love you. And I know you're not perfect, but you are made perfect when you confess Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. When you confess Jesus forever in your life. And you confess that he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And that you know that he's for you and not against you. Amen. And so that's why we cannot ever take this for granted. And so when you're at your lowest moments, he is there with you. You just need to turn to him. You just need to say, Lord, I need more of you. Amen. So let's deep dive into this first half of the passage in verse 13 to 19. It really is talking about how to handle or conquer suffering. And I know a lot of people are suffering. A lot of people are in pain. A lot of people are in discomfort and in discouragement, in despair. But in spite of all that, we should still live for righteousness and not for evil. We should still stand up for Christ and say, Jesus forever, who suffered for righteousness' sake. And so as we read this, Swifty, as we read this, Miko, we read this and we stand up for the one true God. We stand up for other people to allow them to see the love of God for them. Amen. And so there's 4 points to this, to standing up for Christ, for suffering for righteous sake, which Jesus did himself. He came and he laid down his life for you so that you may receive his righteousness, so that your unrighteousness may be covered by his blood. And now you are made pure and white as snow. Now you're made righteous. So the first thing is, number one, do what is right and what is good. You'll most likely not be persecuted. You will be blessed. You are not to enter into fear or of the terrorism or persecution. When you do what is good, what is right, and people try to pick on you, they will see that you're a different person. They will be shocked, in fact, about your gentleness, about your kindness, about your righteousness, about your goodness. They will be shocked about the God who's in you and who's given you this righteousness and this love and this joy in your life. They will be exclaiming of how you are a different person, how you're not the same, how normally people repay evil for evil, but you do not do that. You repay evil with God's love, with God's forgiveness, with God's patience. Amen. And you do what is good and what is right in the eyes of the Lord. And you live for him and not for anyone else. Amen. And number two, you set your hearts on Christ, on things above, on heaven. You set your hearts, your treasures upon what God has told you, about what he promised you, about his great hope that he's given you, the promised land, which is heaven in itself, and that he sanctifies your heart. He makes it pure and holy, and that you share his goodness, his mercy, your hope, without this fear, because you know that death is not the end. You know that sin is not holding you down, because Jesus has defeated the death and sin on that cross when he resurrected from the dead and defeated all things, and no one has hold on him. Not the demon, not the devil, not the earth. No, nobody has a hold on him. Only God upholds him with his right hand and says, this is my son whom I love and I'm well pleased. Who says he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And so we should set our hearts on Jesus and be glad of what he's done. Have a heart of gratitude. If you're feeling like you're lost and dissatisfied with your life, you gotta look at things from God's perspective. Sometimes the lion's den may seem like somewhere dangerous. It is dangerous. May seem like it's over. But God does not stop you from going into the lion's den. Instead, God is with you as you go into the lion's den. You may see the giant in front of you that's way too big, too strong, too powerful. But God does not stop you from facing your giants. God is with you as you face your giants. And then you can defeat your giant, your Goliath, in front of you. God does not stop you from going into the storms. He is with you in the storm. Just like he was with his disciples in the storm. They were frightened. They were scared. But Jesus, they woke him and said, "Lord, Lord, it's raining. There's a big storm. What shall we do? Do something." And he calmed the winds, the storm. And he's with you in all of this. He's with you in the storm. He's with you in the pain. He's with you in the challenges, the trials, the tribulations. Amen? And that's why you want to set your hearts on things above. Be thankful that he already delivered you. Have faith in him. Say, he is victorious. He is winner. He is undefeated. He is breakthrough. He meets all my needs. He provides all my needs. He's given me more than enough. Amen, Tinky. Caitlin, Virginia, amen. Praise the Lord. And number three, readily give an answer and defend the hope of salvation. You stand strong. You confess that he is Lord. You go to the source. The source is of life. The source of eternal life, which is Jesus himself. You see, Daniel, he went to Jesus. No, he went to God, Yahweh. And God delivered him from the lions. The disciples went to Jesus, and he calmed the storm. David went to God, and he defeated Goliath. The Israelites went to God, and he rescued them, delivered them from the bondage of slavery, and he set them free. They even bankrupted the world in one day. Egypt at that time was the world, and they gave the Israelites all the money, all the things that they had, and they begged them to leave. And so they left, not only being free from the bondage of slavery, but they were also given all the riches, all the gold and silver. For God said, "Earth is mine," in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. He said, "Silver and gold is mine," in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. It is all his. He is God of all things, God who is all-powerful, God who is all-glorious, God who is all-knowing, all-wisdom, all-wealthy. He's got everything in his hand. And he built all things. And he works all things for his good and the good of believers. And number four, keep a clear conscience. Keep a clear conscience, which will put your persecutors to shame, for suffering for doing good and not evil. It is better to do the will of God and say, "Not my will, but yours be done." May you increase and I decrease. May your name be known and not my name. So Pastor Josh Pan, his name will fade away one day, but the name of Jesus will never fade. The name of Yahweh will never fade. God is there forever and evermore. 2,000 years later, he will be there. He will reign above it all. Amen, Graham. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lynn now. Praise the Lord. And that's why we must stand up for Christ. And this passage really deals with persecutions. You may feel like people are trying to hurt you, bring you down. Genuine believers suffer all kinds of persecutions, whether it's being ridiculed, mocked, ignored, bypassed, isolated, cut off, abused and beaten, imprisoned, murdered. All genuine believers face some kind of persecution at one time or in another, all to varying degrees. And the question is, how can we bear up under these persecutions? How can we be reassured that we can stand up in the midst of persecution and be counted faithful by God? How can we be assured that we will endure and inherit the hope and eternal life of a living Christ forever and ever? There is only one way. You must, absolutely must, say Jesus forever. Stand up for Christ, no matter the suffering and no matter the severity. You must do what is good. Set your heart on Christ and hope, great hope that He gives you, to readily give an answer, to defend the hope of salvation, and to keep a clear conscience of our Lord, our God. Amen. And that's why we praise the Lord, Yahweh, our God. We praise Jesus, for He never lets us down. He gives us the right attitude. He gives us the right thoughts. He gives us the right actions and right words in order to say and stand up against what is untrue. And we know that God is more powerful than anything else, that He is in control, that there's no one like Him, and that He wants to give you good things. And so, persecution is only temporary. It's gonna be fading away one day. And one day, in heaven, there's no more sorrow, no more pain. One day, there's no more sickness, no more disease, no more persecution. And that is in heaven. And that's why we glorify Him. That's why we say He is good. That's why we know that He's got great plans for each one of you. And then, number two, we got to understand the death and triumph of Christ. That He is victorious. That the death of Christ, He died once for all of your sin, for all of your shame, for all of your regret. He died once and for all the unjust. He died to bring you closer to God, to give you access to the Heavenly Father, to give you access to heaven. He died for you to give you a gift of salvation, a gift of the Holy Spirit that can enter into your heart when you receive the gift. And when you receive the gift, that gift empowers you. That gift gives you more than enough. That gift is so good that it actually provides and guides you into a life that is of abundance, to the fullest, to something greatness. He wants you to live in greatness, His greatness, amen, because He is God and He longs good things for you. And that's why when He was with Abraham, who was righteous, who had faith in Him, He said, I will be your shield, your provision, your protection. I will make you a great nation. Not just a nation, but a great nation. In you, it's a great nation. In me, it's a great nation. We will build God's kingdom here on earth and help people, shepherd and guide people towards the one true God. We are the light of the earth. People will see Him. And Jesus is the ultimate light. And as we are light of this world, in this dark and broken world, it becomes darker and darker. Yet Jesus becomes brighter and brighter. He shines brighter and people will turn to one true God. And every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that He is Lord. And we say Jesus forever. We will choose Him unto death. We will know that He is God. So others will be able to turn to Him. You see, you are the salt of the earth, and the salt preserves. The salt is life. The salt keeps it alive. You are the salt of the earth. Without the salt on earth, the earth will die. And one day, rapture will happen. One day, Christians will vanish and be united with Christ. And the salt on the earth will be gone. And what will happen to the earth? It will be destroyed by the wickedness of human, by fire. But as long as the church exists on earth, as long as you believers are on earth, the earth will not be destroyed. No, it will not. Because we preserve the earth. We keep it alive, alive in Christ. So Christ, He died for us once for all. He died for the unjust, for the broken. And then now, you have an opportunity to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. You have an opportunity to say, yes, Lord, You are my Savior, and there's no one like You. And I thank You, Lord, for all that You've done for me. Amen, Aubrey. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Linnell West. Thank you, Hunter. Thank you for just encouraging others to follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Hear more of him. To let him transform your heart. Now, we know, by the grace of God, death is not the end. He defeated death. He defeated sin. Now there's the triumph in Christ. He is triumphant. He is victorious. He is the winner. He was made alive and raised by the Spirit of the Lord. And that same Spirit is for you, living in you, the Holy Spirit for you. That same Spirit leads you towards repentance, towards life. And he is victorious, and he is proclaimed by all the angels, by all the earth, in person, in prison, in all places. And so those who disobeyed God in Noah's day, God still is proclaimed to this day. He saves the believers through baptism, not baptism by water, but the baptism of a good conscience brought by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is bought by his blood for you in Jesus' name. He saves you, for he loves you and he cares for you, and he wants you to live a life of his goodness and his mercy. Amen. And then, because you are saved, you enter into heaven, into God's presence, into his love, into his goodness, into his mercy. And he is Lord over all. Amen. And so this passage is a great passage of God's salvation, which defeated the darkness, defeated death, defeated sin. And it's an interesting passage that gives you a glimpse of what Jesus is doing, was doing while he was dead. Between his crucifixion and resurrection, two significant points were discussed: the death of Christ and the triumph of Jesus. And so, the death of Christ, and this verse really clearly explains that Christ, what he did on that cross, he took the keys away from the devil, the powers away from the devil. And now, he says, I am the resurrection, the life, and I defeated all dominion, all principalities, all demons and devils. All of that is under my feet. It's under your feet. You see, when you speak the name of Jesus, that name has power. That name has power over the demons. They shiver at the name of Jesus. They're actually more obedient than humans when they hear the name of Jesus. And that's why they give you power to declare the demons to be gone in the name of Jesus. Give you power. And they will listen because they're afraid of Jesus, of the righteousness of God. They're afraid of it because they know that there's power in the name of Jesus. And that's why we will sing how good, how holy our God is. Obey him. To worship him, to follow him, because we know that we no longer live in sin. We no longer are in bondage. Now we are living in royalty. Now we are living in his goodness, in his mercy. Amen. So, remember, Christ did not just die for one person or one ethnicity or one age group. He died once for all sin. And this death will never be repeated. His death upon the cross satisfies the complete wrath of God and covers sin and death over men forever and ever when they repent, when they acknowledge Jesus as their Lord and Savior. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, it says, "For I delivered you, first of all, that you shall also receive how Christ died for your sins according to the Scriptures. And he gave himself for your sin, that he might deliver you from the present evil world, according to the will of our God, our Father, and from Jesus Christ, who is faithful, who is sinless, who is perfect, and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin with his blood. By his blood you are, by his blood you are saved. You are washed white as snow." Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, Christ, he died for you, for the unjust, for the sinners. He died for you. And for all have sinned, all of us, you and I, we all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Jordan. We sinned. Yet he died for us. He paid for our sin. We're all sinners and fallen short of the glory of God. But God, well, and the wages of sin, the punishment of sin is death. And that death is not just a physical death. That death is a spiritual death, which it means that we are separated from God for eternity. But God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Shall not die. Shall not die. You only sleep. You will be one day resurrected in a new body, new heaven, new earth, given a new place, and be given an eternity with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he's given you this new life and have eternal life. Jesus, he's perfect. He's just. He's righteous. He did not deserve anything. He was sinless. We are to live this sinless life, but we cannot. We've fallen short of the glory of God. But he stood before God, the perfect, ideal Lamb of God. He was the ideal one. Adam should have been that, but he fell short of it. And so that we all suffer because of Adam's sin. But now we can all be saved through one man's righteousness. And that is God, Jesus' righteousness. And that's one of the most wonderful things. It means that Christ, he stood for you. He covered you with his love, his righteousness, his perfectness. And that death cannot stand in his path. Death is no longer holds onto you. Amen. So we praise the Lord. Ha ha. I know. Glory to God. For he is good. Can you see Jesus behind me? He's with me. Ahead of me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's behind me, ahead of me, all around me. And I give him all glory. For he is good. Good morning, all of you guys. We're so glad that he's alive. Amen. Amen. You see, there's people in front of me. But I give glory to God. He loves you. He loves man. He loves woman. He gave his life up for you. Even though you deserve to die and be separated from God. For you are unjust and sinful. But Christ loves you. Therefore, he became your substitute. And he bore your sin and your judgment, your condemnation and your punishment. Therefore, you never have to die or be separated from God when you surrender your lives to Jesus. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you give yourself over to him, his righteousness covers you. His death covers you. And in Jesus, you become acceptable to God because you must always remember why. It's because Christ died for you. Say, Christ died for me. The just one died for the unjust. He sacrificed and substituted his life for you. Amen, Faisy. And so note that this reason, Christ, his death never has to be repeated. Christ never has to die again in disgrace, in ridicule, because he is the perfect and ideal man. As the ideal man, he made perfect the sacrifice and satisfies the righteousness and the justice of God. Amen. And so we praise the Lord, for he sacrificed once for all. He sacrificed himself to bring you to God, to bring you into his righteousness, to separate you from the devil, and to bring you into his presence. Amen. So note this terrible and tragic fact that not everyone is in Christ. Not everyone believes in Christ. In fact, most people curse and reject Christ either by word or acts. Few obey God and his word. They make fun of him and they try to lock him up in a box. And few have given their lives to follow Christ fully and completely. Therefore, few people are covered by the blood, by the death of Christ, and few sins have been forgiven. He wants to forgive your sins completely. He wants to bear your sin and your guilt and your shame. He wants to bring you into his presence before he's your protector. He's your love. And he's the one that leads you every step of the way. Amen. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, you have peace with God through your Lord Jesus Christ. And all things are God's, and he's reconciled you. He redeemed you by his blood through Jesus Christ and given you the ministry of reconciliation, of redemption. And now you are ambassadors of Christ. Now you're given a higher office, a mission in life, as though God has given to you. And you pray to him, to Christ. Pray to God, for you are reconciled to God. And now Christ, who you sometime, you were once far off, you were making fun of him. But now you are saved by him when you accept him as your Lord and Savior. By his blood, by his stripes, you are healed in Jesus' name, that you might be reconciled both unto God in one body by the cross, being slain by the enmity thereby, and having peace found by the blood of Christ to him by himself, reconcile all things unto himself. And by him I say, whether they be the things of the earth or the heavens, you are saved, Cruz, in Jesus' name. Do not be afraid, for he loves you and he cares for you. Right, Kay? Amen. And so in all things, you love him. You walk in his ways. He is merciful. He's faithful high priest, returning all things to God, to make reconciliation for the sinners of people, for the sins of people, to give you life. Amen. So Jesus, he's victorious. He's triumphant. He is Lord over all. He's glorious. He's quickened. He's made alive by the Spirit. And that same Spirit is living in you. That same Spirit gives you life. And his Spirit passes into new life, a life that cannot be tempted to sin nor forego trials and suffering. Jesus, he was transferred into heaven, into the spiritual and perfect world or dimension where he lives and in glory and majesty of God forever. And that same Spirit and that same place is where you're going. For his love never fails. Amen, Shelley. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. So, be declared. He's declared to be the Son of God with power over all things. And his resurrection from the dead is victory. And so now you can live from victory to victory, glory to glory, faith to faith, strength to strength, life to life. You can live in his goodness forever, his mercy forever, for he has defeated it all. He was delivered for your offenses and was raised for your justification. And therefore he was buried with him, baptism into death. Like Christ, you are raised up from the dead by glory of the Father. And so you should walk in the newness of life. Walk in Christ. Walk in his ways. Walk in his love. Amen. For you have been planted together in the likeness of his death. We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans chapter 6, verse 5. So powerful. And so you are raised to death. You are raised from the dead, just like Christ was raised. Amen. Death has no hold on you. You have power over death. You have power over sin. You have power over it all. You live in victory, not in defeat. You live in breakthrough, not in needing breakthrough. You live in glory, not in shame. You live in his goodness, not in like pain and suffering. Right, James? For you are dead to sin, alive in Christ. And when Christ, who's your life, shall appear, then shall also appear with him in glory. Then you shall be with him in glory. One day, every tongue will confess he's Lord, he's God, and you will live in authority, just like Jesus did so. Amen. You live in triumph. You live upon his firm foundation. Just like Noah was able to save his family, 8 members, and be victorious. Amen. Lord God, you are so good. MJ, Daniela, James, glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen. May you be blessed. And so this passage really preaches of God in Noah's day. He's the same God in Noah's day than he is this day, today. He's the same God, the same Savior that brought those Israelites out of Egypt, or out of bondage. He's that same God who brings us out of sin into his righteousness. So we praise God. He saves us, not through water, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of his life, the baptism of his love. This is the most wonderful thing, guys, that we never fear anything or anyone. For Christ, the Lord of over all, is looking after each one of us, and he will provide, protect, and deliver through you through the trials and temptations, no matter how terrible and severe it is. Praise the Lord. We read the Word of God, and we let that Word of God lift us up into somewhere better. It's the Word of God we study. By the Word of God, we stand. No, we don't do rituals. No, we don't do religion. We are relationship-based. We read the Word of God. We pray to Him. We let Him bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let me bless us. So if you type your name in, if you have a question, let me know. Let me know. So then, let me pray for you. And if you want to accept Jesus, you want to pray with me. Stick to the end because this is helpful. Then I'm going to share some testimony and my own story. And then I will, bless you guys. Lord God, I thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace, for your mercy. I thank you for all that you've done for us. And for your goodness, for dying on the cross for us, for defeating death. Lord God, we're nothing without you. So we thank you that you love us so much and you care for us. And Father God, I pray that you give us boldness to stand in your ways, stand in your works, and stand in your mercy, upon your grace, your mercy. Lord, I commit my life to you. Pray this. I commit my life to you, to praying, to reading your word, to building your kingdom. I know that you died and rose from the dead, that you died to save me. So thank you for being my Savior. I accept you into my life, to following after you each and every day. I love you so much. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. There's application questions. Four application questions. Andrew, in Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Pastor, where are you located? I am located in Fremont, California. Which Christian sect do you represent? I don't represent Christian sect. I'm non-denominational. I read the Word of God, preach from the Word of God, be expository, and allow the Word of God to flow through my mouth. So you can check if I'm telling the truth. And I just read the Word of God. Let it shine. Because the Word of God is alive and powerful, and it's true. And so, He loves you guys. Love of the universe says amen. Glory to God. Shelley Freeman says amen. Charles Grant says amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Charles. In Jesus' name, amen. Elijah, God bless you. In Jesus' name, universe, God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Cruz, husband, amen. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Andrew, God bless you in Jesus' name. For he is good and he loves you. And God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He loves you guys. So number one question. How do you respond when you see evil in the world? Number one way. Elijah said, thank you, Pastor, for preaching the truth. How do I respond to evil? Well, number one, I see evil all over. I do not let it trigger me. The news are like, replicates of evil. I don't like looking at it. But when evil happens, number one thing I say, God is in control. He's more powerful. I speak to myself. I affirm that God is in control, that he knows all things. And number two, I go to him in prayer. I pray for the people who are suffering from the war, from the disease, from the greed of man, from the corruption of their government, from the fright of flight, and from the just everything that's going against them. I pray for them when I see evil in this world. Amen. James May God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Shelly. Says, may God bless you, Pastor Josh, and your family. Glory to God. Tammy, Lacey, Elijah, God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. So whenever you see evil in this world, you do not focus on the things in this world. You focus on things above. Focus on Jesus. Focus on God. Know that He's still working. Know that He's still here. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Number two, what will you say when someone asks about the hope that you have in Christ? I will say, He's my Savior, my Lord, my God. He's the one that gives me love, true love in life, true peace in life, true joy, true hope. He's the one that helps me be self-disciplined so that I can walk in His ways. And in me, I'm transformed. He's the one that added to me, giving me all things, giving me wonderful things like a job. He's provided for me, gave me a wonderful wife, gave me a baby pan who's coming in June 20th. Amen? He's given me so many good things. All that I have, even this channel to speak of His name, I praise Him and say, Lord, without You, this will not be here. Lord, without You, I'm nothing, but I am. I'm just Your servant. I am Your ambassador. I thank You for giving me a privilege to serve You, Lord my God. Praise the Lord, for He is good. And that's why we say Jesus forever. Amen. Kara, praise the Lord. Team Jesus, amen. That's why we say that, Cruz, for God is good. We be grateful, for He's changed our life. And your story is a testimony of our Lord our God. Amen. Joy. Joy boy, praise the Lord. Jin Lei, praise God, for He is good. And so the sins that we have, Jesus died for on that cross so that He saved you and He leads you towards His righteousness and His path. Amen, praise the Lord. And so, what do you say? You say so many good things. Tell them of your story of how He changed your life. How He transformed you. How Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. We praise God for that. You keep saying that. Keep reminding yourself of Jesus every day. That's why I have these videos, these shorts, to remind you of Jesus. Not to point you towards earth or hell. Or it may be entertaining, those shorts. It may be, right? It's funny. But those shorts are to reel people in. I call them to subscribe, to follow, to like, to comment, to get this video out so that more people can hear the word of God. It's not for myself. It's so that you can end up here and be built up and know that God is bigger than it all. God is stronger and God knows it all. Amen. Amen. Love God, love Jesus, love Him, for He is the way. The truth, the life. Amen. Julio Hernandez. Amen. Amen to Holy God. Hallelujah. I'm so blessed to see each one of you guys. I love you guys so much. Number three, how often do you think about your salvation? How often do you think about your salvation? How often? Well, now I think about it every day. I talk about it every day. I give thanks to God about it every day. For I know He is victorious. Now that keeps me going. I know whatever pain, whatever trial, tribulation, or upsetness that can come, it's not going to hold me down. Because God upholds me, gives me more than enough, gives me all that I need. And so I praise Him all the days of my life. And I remind myself of the things He's done and say, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. And I sing praises to Him, give thanks to Him. Thank you, God, for 700,000. Thank you, God, for 600,000. Thank you, God, for 100,000 subscribers. I thank you, God, for increasing this channel. Thank you, God, that You are faithful. Thank you, God, that You are making Your name known. Thank you, God, that it's Your supernatural increase that's happening here. Thank you, God. Praise God. Thank you, God, for James, for Carrie, for Usos, for each one of you guys, for Julios, for Joy, for Elijah, for Shelly, for all of you guys. Thank you, God. I praise God for each one of your souls. Thank you, God, for bringing us together, For he is good, and his love endures forever. Amen. Amen. And that's why we pray continually, and he is faithful to answer. He never lets us down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, it says, rejoice always. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, for he is good. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Pray continually, have a continual relationship with him, speak to him, talk to him, listen to him through the word of God, and give thanks, have a heart of gratitude, thanking God for his gifts, for his wonders, for his love for you, amen. And then, number four, in what ways can you honor and praise Jesus today for his authority, power, and love? In what ways can you honor, praise Jesus for his authority, power, and love? Oh, wow, I can honor him, praise him, and sing praises to the Lord, for he is good. Each and every day, I do this through the live stream. I do this through his word. I do this by making videos every day, praising him all the days of our life. Praise God. You say, I will go to church in California. I'm a pastor in California. I'm in Fremont, California. So if you are there, come through. Come check my church out. It's called Tree of Life Christian Church. Tree of Life, Lord's Harvest Christian Church. It's in Fremont. If you are here, come through. We meet on Sundays, 10:45. Come through, guys. Zimle. Jesus is King, loving and merciful. Yes, amen. You say that, and that is true. And that's how you worship him, by declaring that he is the King of Kings, that he is loving, that he's merciful, that he went through with his mission, with his deeds, that he did not give up on you, that he did not throw down the cross and call the legions of angels to come and save him and take him up away from that persecution, away from that pain. Amen. God is so good. Hallelujah, Erica, George. Praise God. Hello, Wangani. So, this letter to God, you can say this with me. Lord, thank you that you reign over all the heavens, all the earth. When I see evil in this world, help me remember your power, your authority, and to live fearlessly out of reverence to you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Hello, Anita Taylor. God bless you in Jesus' name. Yes. Wow. You're in Sacramento right now? Cool. Very cool. I have some people there. Amen. Wow. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Shelley says, through our suffering, we can still glorify God with our faith and in his word. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Yes, that's right. For I know my plans are for you, not to leave you or forsake you, but to prosper you, to be with you, to give you great success. Amen. Glory to God. Hello, woman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Adrian. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, what a great session. Panda's here. Thank you for the like, for the subscribe. Thank you for being able to join me in this session as we worship the Lord each and every day through the Word of God. Thank you for being a great audience today. That was very enjoyable, seeing all that you have and all that you respond so that I can read it, so that I can praise God and also glorify God with your words and be encouraged and be given more things and ideas to speak about. John, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sharon, God bless you in Jesus' name. I love blessing you guys. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Hello, Joy. Yeah, glory to God. Man, he's so good. So, this is great. Now, I do this live stream every day. So, I want to do it because it's also my time of devotion, my time of reflecting, my time of learning about who God is and draw closer to him. And yeah, it's time of peacefulness for a lot of people. Some people fall asleep, and it's okay. I thank you guys for watching, falling asleep, feeling the peace of God. Some people, they haven't found rest for a long time, and they find rest in the word of God. Amen. And so, I thank God for each and every one of you. You are special. You are good. You are loved by God. Someone asked, are you Christian or Catholic? You see, Catholic is actually there's a section of Christianity. There's Catholic and then there's Protestant. I'm a Protestant, but I'm non-denominational. I read the Word of God and let the Word of God speak for itself. I don't need to go through a denomination and force any religion or any rituals on you. No. The only rituals that I would speak about would be the Lord's Supper and the baptism of Jesus, because Jesus, he was baptized. So when we follow him, we also want to get baptized, declaring him as our Lord and Savior. And then the Lord's Supper, is which he broke bread and wine to his disciples so that they may remember who he is. Remember that he died for them. He sacrificed himself for us. He became human for us. He shed his blood for us so that we may remember and know that we may have eternal life in him. Amen. Wow, Sarah, Carrie, in Jesus' name, amen. Oh yeah, if you felt something within, let me know. So good. Carrie Williams says, I also felt something when I came across this. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, may you be blessed. In Jesus' name, praise God. Sarah Humphrey, God bless you in Jesus' name. Wow. Good. So much to say. I need to make videos. My in-laws are here. Today, my plan is going into the office, getting some work done, getting some videos done, and then continue maybe spending time more with my wife and my family, and then prepare for baby pan to come, and then allow God to just build our life up in him. Amen. Wow. So, fear only God says, amen, brother. I was crying at the love of the Lord when I came by here. Wow. Glory to God. He loves you. He cares for you. And he wants good things for you. Hey, it's okay to cry. You know, I cry too. And not out of like pain and suffering, but out of his love and transparency. And when you cry, those are tears of transparency to God. And I cried for 3 months straight before the Lord when I got out of my darkest place. When I was isolated, alone, yet God still found me in the darkest moments. And so now he called me to serve him. And so I'm here to serve him, to glorify him with my life. So dear Lord, I thank you for moving each and everyone's lives here. Moving them to tears, for you remind them that they are loved. That they feel your presence within their hearts, within this live stream, within this medium. Lord God, you are powerful. You can work through all things, in all things. And we just glorify you. We thank you. And we give all glory to you. I do not take any credit. It's by the Spirit of the Lord that we pray through this, that you would reach and save more souls, that you would plant more seeds in people's hearts, so that you would allow them to see the truth about you. And Lord God, I thank you for this community. Thank you for your love. How it grew from one or two people. Now it's 10 people. Now it's 20 people. Oh, glory to God. We have thousands of people listening in. So Lord, be glorified. Be honored. Continue blessing each one and everyone here. We love you, God. In Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Love Jesus, for he is good. Amen, Violet. Praise God, Justin. May God bless you guys in Jesus' name. I love blessing you guys, building community with you. Well, that concludes this live session. Panda out for like. Panda out. Amen. TikTok, panda out. May God bless you. And then, wow, for YouTube, we got a surge of people. 14 people. And then to 27 people, hey, may God bless you. In Jesus' name, may he bring you into a better place. And I'm so glad to be able to share my testimony with you. And so glad you can hear my testimony, for It's the best. God is the best. And we give him all glory because without him, we're nothing. Without him, yeah, there's no story. But we are part of a greater story, greater purpose, and that is in his love. Panda out for you guys. I love you guys so much. In Jesus' name, amen.